For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. After 23 years at CBS, CEO Les Moonves is leaving, effective immediately. His departure comes amid new sexual misconduct charges by six more women reported in The New Yorker. L.A. Times reporter Meg James.
All of these women were in a work setting, and they were sort of stunned by what they described to be very aggressive passes, forcible kissing, and in one case went to the Los Angeles Police Department. She said that Moonves forced her to perform oral sex on him.
Moonves denies the allegations that he calls appalling. An independent investigation is underway and will determine Moonves' final severance payout. CBS says $20 million is being donated to organizations supporting the Me Too movement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of Warren Hour are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A new report suggests a top federal agency may be understaffed. And USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
A report claiming the EPA's lost around 1,600 employees in the 18 months since President Trump took office. The Washington Post report is 400 people were hired over that period, but still the agency's employment is at its lowest point since the 1980s. Acting EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler says, though, the focus is on quality hires and not total staffing levels. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Florence's winds have strengthened to 85 miles per hour. Meteorologist Tom Sater says the water is hot enough.
So that's going to be fuel for the system to really fire up and possibly strengthen overnight tonight to a major category. That's category 3, 4, or possibly 5. That's not out of the realm here.
Florence could make landfall on the southeast coast late Thursday or Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A girl in Mississippi is crowned homecoming queen. Then she scores big with the football team. Here's more on the story from USA's Rick Vincent.
It was quite the Friday night for Kaylee Foster, a senior at Ocean Springs High School in Mississippi. First, she was crowned homecoming queen during halftime. Then she kicked the game-winning extra point to beat the George County Rebels. Foster says her teammates were confident she could pull it off.
Zach King, the holder, he looks at me and he's like, "It's okay, Kaylee, like just kick it like you always do, like it's okay." And the next thing I know, like everyone is like right there.
The extra point gave Ocean Springs a 13-12 overtime win. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Firefighters achieved first containment on a fast-moving wildfire in California on Sunday, according to officials. The Delta Fire was 5% contained after nearly doubling in size since Friday to 40,000 acres as 2,300 fire personnel worked to contain the blaze. Mandatory evacuations for residents along Interstate 5 corridor from Exit 707 at Valmers to Exit 714 at Gibson also remain in effect. According to CAL FIRE, two single-family residences and two combination residential and commercial buildings have been destroyed. California's largest freeway, Interstate 5, still remains closed after 3 days. CHP and other organizations are discussing when they can reopen it. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.